Now, the rest of the story. What you're about to hear is an excerpt from the 18-8 edition of a biography called The Life and Memorable Actions of George Washington by the Reverend Mason Locke Weems. Quote, George, said his father, do you know who killed that beautiful little cherry tree yonder in the garden? Well, that was a tough question, and George staggered under it for a moment, but quickly recovered, and looking at his father with the sweet face of youth, brightened with the inexpressible charm of all-conquering truth, he bravely cried out, I can't tell a lie, Pa. You know I can't tell a lie. I did cut it with my hatchet. Then cried his father, run to my arms, you dearest boy. Glad am I, George, that you killed my tree, for by telling the truth you have paid me for it 1,000-fold. Such an act of heroism in my son is worth more than 1,000 trees, though blossomed with silver, and their fruits of purest gold. End quote. This once again from The Life and Memorable Actions of George Washington by an author named Weems. But Weems told a whopper. In fact, each subsequent George Washington scholar has called the Weems story fiction. Defending himself, Weems claimed that, quote, an aged lady associated with the Washington household had related the cherry tree incident to him. It should be explained at this point that Weems was not an historian. He was more of a romanticist, a literary colorist. And, in fact, the Reverend Mason Locke Weems did start out as a clergyman, but he spent most of his life merely using that title to promote book sales. His books, by the way, were mostly religious, patriotic, moralistic. Parson Weems was always looking for a moral, and he always found one, even if he had to invent it. Now, George Washington was the most illustrious victim of Weems' inventiveness, and this superlatively moralistic cherry tree story, ironically intended to glorify the truth, is only a fraction of the author's apocrypha relating to our first president. Now, is there anything at all to that famous cherry tree story? Well, Professor Albert Bushnell Hart, a respected historian, discovered its origin. And what you're about to hear was confirmed by one of Weems' own grandchildren. You see, Parson Weems once had a rose garden, wherein was a favorite rose bush. But one day Weems discovered that the bush had been destroyed, and a small hatchet lay on the ground next to it. So Weems questioned his son, and the boy confessed, and no, Parson Weems was so angry at the loss of his favorite rosebush that he gave his son a thrashing neither ever forgot. Now, later on, Parson Weems repented, realizing that he should have been grateful for the boy's truthfulness. So it was attempting to atone that the Reverend Mason Locke Weems, in his slightly capricious history of George Washington, made George's father respond as he, the parson, should have. You've heard the story of young George Washington and the cherry tree 1,000 times, and you'll hear it again. But then, you'll know the rest of the story.